This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to pick up now with a series we're doing this week about NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, what it did and didn't do to and for the U.S. economy. First, though, quick piece of tape to set the scene for how NAFTA is usually discussed.
NAFTA was the worst trade deal in the history. It's like the history of this country.
Not only did I oppose NAFTA, I stood on picket lines with workers in opposition to this disastrous trade agreement.
Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders campaign 2016, obviously. So bearing those words in mind, here are some more from Marketplace's Sabri Benishore about what NAFTA did and didn't do to American jobs.
One thing that NAFTA is probably not is the big deal many people make it out to be.
For the U.S., you know, NAFTA mattered, but it wasn't a transformational thing. It has an outsized importance in the U.S. debate about trade policy relative to its actual economic impact.
Gordon Hansen is at UC San Diego. When Mexico entered NAFTA, its economy was the size of Ohio's.
So freeing trade with Ohio is a thing that economists would argue is good on net for the United States, but it's not transformational.
Economists estimate that since NAFTA was passed in 1994, it raised U.S. GDP by 0.5 to 1%. 0.5 to 1% in 23 years. We talk so much about NAFTA, Hansen says, because it's become a symbol of globalization.
NAFTA's got blame for stuff that it in no way could have been at fault for.
So a good example of this is fabric and clothes. As part of NAFTA, the U.S. made a deal with Mexico. It said, listen, we're going to drop barriers on Mexican clothes if you use American fabric to make them. So that way, Mexico, you'll get jobs stitching fabric together to make clothes. The U.S. will get jobs making fabric.
Fabric production in the United States rose substantially after NAFTA.
Noel Maurer teaches international affairs at George Washington University.
But jobs continued to decline because automation was wiping out jobs.
So here's NAFTA promoting a U.S. industry, but those jobs go to robots. Not really NAFTA's fault. And on the Mexican side, Mexico was all ready to start stitching up a storm.
And instead, a lot of the expected benefits from NAFTA for Mexico went away because China suddenly entered the world market.
China took those stitching jobs. Again, nothing to do with NAFTA. So much else that affects jobs has happened since NAFTA was passed. Mexico had a peso crisis, making Mexican exports cheaper. There have been two recessions and growth surges. Manufacturing in the U.S. grew by 250,000 jobs after NAFTA just because the economy was booming. Trying to figure out NAFTA's role, especially when it comes to job creation and job loss, is pretty hard.
People fight about that all the time.
Estimates are all over the place, though most say the net number of jobs lost is very low.
Putting that together into a ledger is really, really hard. I don't know of any that are really credible.
So in the end, NAFTA probably had very little impact in terms of total number of jobs. So what did NAFTA do? Like, what can we point to say, okay, NAFTA did this?
NAFTA helped the U.S. auto industry survive.
Again, Gordon Hansen.
The U.S. auto industry designed a very efficient production network that spanned the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
Cars and car parts are no longer just made in the U.S. They're made across multiple borders, extremely efficiently.
Allowing the U.S. to compete more effectively with the rapidly growing and improving auto industries in Europe and Asia.
Same thing for aerospace. Other industries did not do so great when they were exposed to competition from Mexico. Apparel, rug making, brick making. Here's Noel Maurer.
These are industries that we generally don't think about when we think about the United States as an advanced industrial economy, but they provided a lot of jobs.
So when you look at the industries helped and harmed by NAFTA, the confusion over the jobs numbers starts to make more sense. Josh Bivens is with the Economic Policy Institute.
I think we can say with a lot of assurance that we have a different mix of employment because of NAFTA.
We lost low-skilled jobs for non-college-educated Americans in rugs or furniture-making or brick-making. We gained design and business services jobs in autos and aerospace.
That change in the mix of employment has been generally not good for non-college labor in the United States.
Then again, neither has automation, the move to a services-based economy, the decline of labor unions, globalization generally. So what did NAFTA do? Well, it created jobs, it cut jobs, and gave people a name for their frustrations, deserved or not. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.